Young Pennsylvanians traveled to the nation's capital to take part in a march about climate change. It coincided with other rallies on Saturday organized by young people throughout the country. State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk caught up with organizers before the event in Pittsburgh to learn about what they hope to accomplish.
A few years ago, when Anais Peterson was in high school, she played soccer at this field in Indiana Township.
That's the goal you always want, is down there, because it's down a hill.
A mile beyond that goalpost lies a new natural gas well pad.
It's like 2 miles from two schools, a daycare, a park. It's right by this field.
Her brother plays soccer here, and her dad's the coach. She says they're now looking for another location for games. Peterson wants municipalities like this one in the Pittsburgh suburbs to beef up their zoning rules to prevent fracking in residential areas. That's in part what's driving this 20-year-old college student to spearhead the march in Pittsburgh.
Policy is the way to combat the climate crisis.
She plans to march downtown, past the offices of three elected officials. She's focused on issues like fracking and the ethane cracker plant under construction nearby. She wants climate change to be a priority in how local, state, and congressional leaders vote.
I think people feel like very empowered when they're able to say, this is like what my elected official is doing, this is what I want them to do.
Peterson is planning the march with the environmental group 350 and NextGen Pennsylvania. It's part of NextGen America, founded by the billionaire climate activist Tom Steyer.
Well, I'm super excited.
Less than 2 weeks to go till the march, Peterson meets up with NextGen's Matthew Hatfield and Becca Tasker at the group's office in Pittsburgh to finalize plans.
We have a megaphone.
Okay.
We can bring...
It's right there.
Yes.
Oh, it's very
yes.
loud.
Perfect.
Hatfield and Tasker are both in their early 20s. They want people their age to vote to influence climate policy.
I believe that an event like we're having with the Climate March is expressive of a lot of the people in the younger generation actually thinking that even though we are not at the best point now, that we can still do as much as we possibly or humanly can to fight climate change.
Hatfield says getting them motivated is key.
So we just want to make sure that we are vocal and loud about making the proper changes into the future.
Then comes mobilizing young people to turn out at the polls. NextGen plans to register voters along the route of the march. Tasker says this wasn't always an easy sell.
People hated talking about politics before 2016. It was very taboo. It was like not great. I was in college at the time, but even people my age did not want to engage.
Then Donald Trump was elected president. She says young people who think like her are waking up.
Very, very rarely do we have anyone say, oh, I don't vote. I don't care about politics.
Peterson cared long before she could vote. As a teenager, she testified in front of local governing boards on environmental issues. Now she's part of a group of University of Pittsburgh students urging the school to divest its endowment from fossil fuels. So it's no surprise that climate change affects the way she votes. She's trying to make sure it's a priority for others. Here's what she did this spring.
Before the election, I went through like all the candidates in the primary and made this giant like 15-page spreadsheet about how they felt on all the issues.
She sent it to her friends and posted it to Snapchat and Facebook pages geared toward Pitt students. Peterson wants those people to show up for the march. They'll finish at a downtown plaza where environmental groups will be waiting to talk to participants.
The young people have so much energy, so being able to connect those two and like really making this powerhouse is something I really want to be able to do here.
Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.